How's everybody doing?
Hey, hey, how's it going?
It's going good. I think we got the got people trickling in here. So if everybody hasn't yet, give a quick check to the Alliance DAO Twitter or the Alliance DAO, Terra a Medium, but it's on the Alliance DAO Twitter. And go look at the announcement post. We just got it live. It'll link you to where the claim is happening. So while we're waiting for everybody to get in, everybody go check that out. So Evan, are you excited that this thing is finally getting out the door and people are going to get to play with it?
I am very excited. It's been a long time. It's been a long journey. Lots of hard work, lots of late nights. I'm really glad that we are able to get this out and in front of everybody. So it's a big day. Been counting down the hours to this, and I'm sure lots of our listeners have too. We've been teasing it for a while. So. Yeah, we are here.
I'm very, very excited as well. Let's see who else we got here. We got a lot of OGs in there listening. It's definitely going to be some people who are about to claim these NFTs in the house. So welcome everybody.
Nice. Yeah, welcome. Should we wait a little bit or?
Yeah, we'll give it 2 more minutes. Okay. Let people filter in.
That sounds good.
Alrighty. Well, let's get started. This is recorded, so anybody wants to listen back later on, you'll be able to access the recording on Twitter and, of course, with our friends at Terra Spaces. But I'm Swiggy. I'm going to be your host for the night as we discuss the Alliance DAO launch, and specifically the Alliance DAO NFT collection launch. So we're going to go over a bunch tonight. We're going to give you a little recap of the whole collection, the Alliance module, and then get into the nitty-gritty of eligibility and how to claim. To start us off, we're going to have Evan. Why don't you give us a recap of this whole thing, the collection, and how we got here?
Yeah, I'll go ahead. First off, hey everybody. It's a really exciting day. Really excited to announce that this big day is finally here. We're launching Alliance DAO. NFT is launching and the NFT claim is open. So it all started back in February with the Game of Alliance, which was a testnet that we used to battle test the Alliance module before its mainnet release. It ran for about a month and it was a huge success. We had thousands of participants and it really helped to test the module and prove that the Alliance module was a valuable tool and that it worked the way we intended it to work. So we really wanted to reward those who helped test out the module. And originally we said we were going to give out some tokens of a new project, but we are not launching any new tokens, so we had that constraint. So we had an idea. We would go and create an NFT around a DAO that could earn rewards from Alliance. And so that was kind of the idea we had, and we set out to work, and it took, took months to develop and find the right artist and get the project together. So we had an initial idea that was good to go, a bit ago, but after our initial space back in August about the project, we realized that our initial art for the project and idea for the project just wasn't up to snuff. We had no idea how pumped people would be. And when we saw the overwhelming support and engagement, we decided to scrap that idea because it wasn't good enough for what you guys deserve. So we brainstormed a lot, threw around a lot of ideas, and we really wanted a project that, an NFT project that was more than just like a PFP. We wanted something that went beyond that with a whole story that went along with it and art that could tell a story. So after a lot of brainstorming, we came up with kind of a sci-fi idea. What if there are 10 planets, 10 different civilizations that don't really know each other? And one day, you know, the inhabitants of the planets get randomly transported to different one of the other planets and have no idea what's going on or how to get home. And the NFT is a snapshot of them holding an object that they found or traded for in their new surroundings shortly after this event happened, which we're calling the warp. You can read the full story about it on Medium or on the Alliance DAO site. It's live right now at dao.alliance.money, and you can click in the nav bar. There's a section called the story if you want to read the story, and it tells all about the planets too. So we came up with that story outline. We had a whole vision for 10 planets. It was really fun to do the world building. Steven helped out with that a lot. We worked with an artist who was able to get us these images with a really quick turnaround, you know, because we wanted to get this out. So there were some constraints on the time. We also got to work on the contracts and the claim site, which was not an easy task. And so what we're launching now is the culmination of months of work. I've been working nonstop on this for a long time. And our engineers like Emmy, Javier, Josh, and Michael have been working nights and weekends to get this out. You know, a lot of our engineers are very busy with the chain, with Station and the apps. So I'm really grateful that they gave up their time to work on this. I'll give quick shout outs right now. Javier helped come up with the NFT reward storage idea with Alliance. Emmy wrote all the contracts and the tests, spent a lot of time making sure that the logic was just right. He's a freaking wizard. Iv designed our site. It's super beautiful. DAO.alliance.money. Go there right now. Check it out. Josh helped work on the front end. He helped put some really nice little touches on there, like the planet map and the confetti. Really top-notch work. Michael helped on the back end of the site. He did a lot of the heavy lifting, all of it in his free time. You know, he has a family and everything, and I bet they're glad that he is able to spend some more time with them. And then Steven, who is an actual writer, and he's like written multiple books. He's really helped with this project. And Zion too, who's a master of, you know, project vision and comms, who's really helped shape this project. And I've gone to him with a lot of questions I've had, things like that. And then lastly, Chris is the one who came up with the initial idea for this project. He really wanted to reward, you know, the Game of Alliance users. He came up with this idea and was like, run with it. So that's what we did. He really hammered home that we needed a good idea. He shot down a lot of ideas that weren't up to snuff. So those are some of the people I want to thank. There's more too, but we'll just move on with the space. I guess lastly, of all the thanks, I want to thank all of you guys out here supporting. Like I said, without your support, overwhelming support, we wouldn't have made this project all that it is. And so really proud of what we've released. Yeah, thank you, everybody.
Yeah, I mean, echo all of that. No, this has been a lot of work's gone on this. I think it's really, really cool. You're all going to really, really enjoy getting in there and kind of exploring it. Before that, though, I realize some people may not be as up to speed on all of this as, you know, as some of us who've been living and breathing it every day. So I was going to ask Zion, who's here, to give us a recap of the Alliance module and why we wanted to make sure it was so well tested and what it's adding to not just the Terra ecosystem, but you know the wider Cosmos and crypto ecosystem overall.
Hey guys, yeah, sure, happy to do that. So the Alliance module is an open source Cosmos SDK module, very similar to other Cosmos SDK modules that blockchains can integrate to basically add new functionality to their chain. And the Alliance module in particular allows blockchains to form mutually beneficial relationships. And these are very similar to trade agreements between countries. And so if you think of blockchains like digital nation states, Alliance allows blockchains to kind of tweak their monetary policy and repurpose staking rewards. You know, right now, like most chains use staking rewards to basically just secure the network, right? You're basically inflating the token, you're paying people to stake the token so that the network has security. But most chains overpay for security, and most chains could repurpose some of their staking rewards to drive some economic viability for their chain and drive the growth of their network overall. And so at a high level, what Alliance allows chains to do is it allows you to whitelist new assets. So these could be liquid staking tokens from other chains. They could be native chain tokens, like application tokens for the chain. In the case of Alliance DAO, that's how it's being used. It's being used, you know, it's going to be used to whitelist a token with a supply of one. So this is going to be a novel use case for Alliance, where basically you're minting a supply of one, and you basically reallocate a portion of Luna stake rewards to that single token. And the DAO, the Alliance DAO, will have a claim on the rewards for that token. And each NFT will have a proportionate claim on the rewards that accrue to that single token. So this kind of shows the generalizable nature of Alliance and how it can be used for a variety of different use cases beyond just forming alliances between chains. But if you're looking at like the classic example of how Alliance works between chains, the way that works is essentially a chain would whitelist a new asset as an Alliance asset. So they integrate Alliance and then they whitelist different assets through governance to be considered Alliance assets. And these are assets that can be staked on the chain to earn a portion of staking rewards. And the chains can decide if they want to tax a portion of those staking rewards. In this case, it's going to be staking rewards, right? So they can basically say, okay, well, we're going to whitelist, SD Luna or AMP Luna, let's say if a chain was forming Alliance with Luna, and we're going to take 1% of the yield from the Luna liquid staking tokens that people bridge over and stake on our chain. And we're going to reallocate that to native chain stakers. So this makes the token for that chain more interesting to hold and stake, because now users are earning not just the native token, but also ST Luna in this example. So that's kind of at a high level the way that Alliance works. It's really a tool to strengthen the economic viability of blockchains. And it's very generalizable in that almost any token can be added as an Alliance asset. And Alliance DAO is a great example of that, where this is a non-transferable asset. Like it's a token with a supply of one that's never going to be sold. The contract owns it. But yet this is really useful for the Terra network as a whole, because this is a retroactive reward for those who help battle test a module that contribute significantly to the growth of the Terra ecosystem over time.
Yeah, that's a great way to explain it. And I want to quickly remind everybody, by the way, if you have any questions about the Alliance module or anything about the collection, then drop them in a comment on the space on Twitter, and we'll get to those at the end. I'm going to ask Evan to go over the eligibility and how to claim. Reminder, that is all on the Medium post as well. So if you don't catch something the first time, that's where you can go to get all of the details. But for now, Evan, do you want to give us an overview?
Yeah, I'll get into it. Real quick, I already see that we have 10 minted, and they all look really cool. Someone got one of the really rare ones, which is the Phoenix, number 183. If you got that one, damn, I wish I had that one.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Yeah. Anyways, so to mint, all you have to do is go to the mint site, which is dao.alliance.money, and connect your wallet. If you're eligible, you'll be able to click a button and mint your NFT. Eligibility is only for people who participated in the Game of Alliance, so you'll have to use the wallet that you participate in the Game of Alliance with to mint your NFT. If you use multiple wallets during the Game of Alliance, the NFT will be claimable from one of those wallets. It'll be the one with the highest score. So you might have to cycle through multiple wallets till you find the one that the NFT is claimable by. Also, if you use multiple wallets, we did keep track of your scores. And so all of these scores across your wallet were added. So your NFT rarity will be higher. Basically, the higher you scored on the Game of Alliance, the rarer your NFT will be. There are about 40 levels or objects that you could get. The rarity is basically the object that the character is holding. There are 40 of them, 1 through 40. They're all pretty cool. I was really interested to see who would get one of the really rare ones. Looks like someone already did, because there's only 10 of those Phoenixes, I think. And I'm excited to see what the community finds. There's some Easter eggs in there. So yeah, exciting stuff. Connect your wallet to the site, and then if you're eligible, you'll be able to click the claim button, and you can claim your NFT. And it basically mints the NFT, and you can view it in the gallery, and you can view all the NFTs that have been minted so far are in that gallery as well. So head over to that site.
Yeah, and one of the especially cool things about this is that Alliance DAO has DAO in its name for a reason. Alliance DAO will be a DAO on Enterprise DAO. In fact, it already is. And these NFTs, in addition to accruing rewards, will also be will be useful in governance for the DAO. For example, one of the first things I suspect will go in front of the DAO will be what to do with the unclaimed NFTs. Evan, do you have any thoughts on that, or other cool things that the DAO can build on?
So you can go to the DAO on that site, DAO.alliance.money. There's a staking tab that takes you to the Alliance DAO on the Enterprise app. And you can stake your NFT to participate in governance. There may be some of you out there who weren't able to participate in Game of Alliance, or didn't know about it until now, and might be FOMOing. But don't worry, because this claim period for Game of Alliance players will only be a month long. And so at the end of the month, any NFTs that aren't claimed, there's 10,000 of them, by the way, assigned to wallets. If any of those aren't claimed, I suspect there will be a number that aren't claimed. They will be minted at the end of that 1 month period and sent to the Alliance DAO treasury. And so the DAO will get to decide what it wants to do with these extra NFTs. One idea is that we can list them on Necropolis or a marketplace, and any of the proceeds from the sales of these NFTs will go back to the DAO treasury to either, you know, reward stakers or, you know, be used as a DAO treasury. So that's one of the cool things. So if you weren't able to play Game of Alliance and aren't eligible, you know, probably in about a month or a little over a month, we'll see what the DAO decides to do with them. And, you know, like I said, one of the ideas is that we can send them to a market. There's also, I'm sure people might want to sell them on the secondary market even before that. So we'll get that up too. So there will be plenty of opportunities in the future for you to get an NFT if you're not eligible.
Yeah, no, there's going to be a lot of, you know, there's going to be a lot of cool things about this collection. I think one of the big like possibilities is, you know, part of the reason for this collection was to help drive the adoption and the evolution of the Alliance module across Cosmos. So I'm hoping that the DAO will take that on as its mission, and figure out different innovative ways to do that, because the Alliance module can really, you know, lift all boats. It's a really cool tool, and it's only like more ecosystems are using it, but it's only just being tapped. So I'm hoping that's something that the DAO takes upon itself. I'm gonna have to get an NFT myself before I get a say in that. So that'll be later. Now I want to steer the conversation in a different direction, which is to nerd out about the fiction. Evan did a lot of work. He's really good at world building. He did a lot of work. If you haven't read the backstory, I highly suggest it. And if you haven't seen the 10 planets, each one of them had a dossier released on the Alliance DAO Twitter, I suggest you go give those a check. Evan, what's your favorite of the planets?
My favorite one, I think, is Gretica, which is like a pink flowery planet with kind of a sinister twist. That one was really cool to write about. I thought of the idea like a planet where there's this, you know, organism that's kind of like a fungus or something, but it looks like flowers that grows, and it lets out spores that are, you know, dangerous to humans. And so like, what would that be like if there was a planet, you know, that looks all happy and nice, but is actually, you know, pretty deadly. And so like going through that, writing about how the you know, the inhabitants of the planet have to live. Another planet that I really like writing about was I think Ozara is really interesting, the desert planet. A lot of them, you know, I'm a big fan of science fiction and stuff, so you might be able to see some influences there. But yeah, I had a lot of fun writing these, coming up with different scenarios, you know, and researching some of the science behind different things. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I liked Gretica as well myself. My favorite was Lusa. I think that was the first one released. I just thought it was a really cool balance. At first you're like, oh, it's just a, you know, maybe it's just a water planet, and it's like, well, no, because there's actually, you know, the idea of the three moons aligning, and then that having this huge effect of the ecosystem, I thought was really cool. And then just the different ways, I mean, that was one where you and I were talking about how the how the biology in that case would work. So I thought it was a really interesting one. I also liked Pompous, the Meadows planet. Just
yeah, the Meadows is nice.
It's nice vibes. Nice vibes on that one.
Those are good vibes. The art turned out really cool. There's some like really beautiful backgrounds. Yeah, like Sindari. I really like Zondo, the jungle. That background.
Oh, I love
really
the jungle.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then there are kind of like layers to the art too. So there's like a lighting layer, which is kind of like a transparent hue. And then there's like a weather aspect on some of them. So like on Lusa, I think there's rain and some other things. And there's snow on the snow planet, things like that. Just like some really cool touches that I thought were really interesting. One thing I didn't mention about the claim that users may have trouble with is that you're going to have to make sure that your wallet has some Luna in it in order to claim the NFT. I know that a lot of the Game of Alliance wallets were brand new testnet wallets that might not have Luna on the mainnet. So you're going to have to transfer some Luna to that wallet, you know, less than one Luna, so that you can pay for gas and to make sure that there's a transaction, one transaction on that wallet before you can claim an NFT.
And will that only be for the, like, will they need that to check if it's the wallet that has the NFT, if they use multiple, that is, or is it only for the actual claim?
No, it's only for the actual claim, but to check it, it should be fine.
Okay, great. That's good. And once again, if we've got the whole post written up, anybody has any questions about it, there's also a Telegram channel, which I'm stalling as I look up what it is, t.me/the_AllianceDAO. It's also in the post. So if you have any questions, go there. We'll help you out. But what else was I say? So on the story, is there anything? I'll stop doing my just.
Hey, Steven.
I'm a giant nerd. Oh yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, Backbone Labs requested to speak. They might have a question.
Ooh. Hey guys.
Thank you. Let me.
Can you hear me?
Yes, okay. Sir.
Congratulations on getting these NFTs up. This is a pretty big milestone. I know a lot of people have been waiting for like this testnet reward, and it's really exciting that you decided to do it through an NFT project and module with the Alliance. I think this shows just breaking the bounds of what's possible with NFTs. Now, the question that I have is for the unclaimed, will there be a chance for people to mint these as if they're not claimed after a certain window, or are they destroyed, or how's that going to work? And if you want, if you message Thomas the contract address, we can activate this for secondary sales pretty quickly, so that people can trade them if they want to.
Yeah, sorry, you cut out for a second. Could you say that first part of the question?
Oh yeah, so the first part of the question was, if after a certain time window, if people haven't claimed the NFTs, will they go for up for sale for community members who might want to buy them, or are they just going to be destroyed?
Yeah, so after 1 month from today, that's the claim window. And any NFTs that aren't claimed, they're going to be sent to the DAO treasury, to Alliance DAO. So they'll all be minted and sent, any that weren't claimed. And so the DAO will decide what to do with them. My idea, I think I'll post, is that I want to list them, for sale, and the proceeds go back to the DAO treasury, and we can distribute those to stakers or use it for other things we want to do in the DAO. So there will be a lot of opportunities for people to get one on the secondary market and help out the DAO if we go that route.
So are you going to just list them as secondary from the DAO, or are you going to, would you be open to sending them into a candy machine and having like a mint?
Ooh. I'm not really sure what a candy machine is.
So a candy machine is a contract that does like a randomized sale. So it's like, you know, you send your NFTs into a contract and then it has a moving algorithm that keep that, you know, makes it as random as possible with this deterministic chain. And then we are able to have a mint, and then those proceeds would go back to, you know, the Alliance DAO, you know, or whatever your mint proceeds are.
Yeah, I mean, hey, that sounds like a cool idea too. Anybody can really post a proposal in the DAO of what we want to do, and then the DAO will basically decide, because they'll all be in the DAO treasury. Yeah, we can do, the sky's the limit.
Oh, and can I get the contract address? Can you guys send us the contract address so you can get this secondary sales up whenever you want?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and do that right now.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
Awesome.
Hey, great job. This is really exciting. I know a lot of people have been waiting for this, and I'm really excited about this. Good job.
Yeah. Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks for coming up. Good questions. And speaking of questions, we have a few. If anybody else wants to come up and speak, let's see, do we have one question right now?
Yeah, Finn's up here.
DM fams.
Oh, right, Finn.
How's it going? I just wanted to echo, I think it's a really cool idea to take whatever's not claimed and just throw it in the Necropolis candy box and then let us mint it again. For me personally, minting is way more fun than just buying shit off secondary, just because you got that, like, that little dopamine boost of like, ooh, which one am I going to get? Of course, I'll get all the worst ones and then I'll regret saying this. But and then I noticed a couple questions. If people are trying to transfer theirs, like personally, I made a fresh wallet just for this and that's all I used it for. So I wanted to send it back to my main wallet. I'm not sure if NFT Switch works. I didn't think of them first. I'm sorry, JG. But Illiquid Labs does work. I was able to transfer my NFT from my Game of Alliance wallet to my main wallet and then stake it. So I know a couple people asking about that. But yeah, congrats on the launch. You guys killing it. Looking forward to seeing what this does, where it goes.
Well, thank you. You're making a good case for you as Alliance DAO customer support. Thank you, Ben.
Yeah, thanks, man. We'll get that information posted too. I know that people want to send their NFTs. And so we'll collect all the, you know, different ways you can do that and create a post on that so you guys know what to do.
Nice. I tossed it up in the nest for you guys. I pinned it up there. So I'm gonna drop back down to speaker. But yeah, thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you, Finn. Awesome.
Thank you. If anybody else wants has a comment, question, or anything else, feel free to request to speak. In the meantime, we do have one in the comments. General So asks, how does rarity work? What is the range? And is lower better?
Evan, you're on mute.
Sorry, guys. This internet connection is pretty bad.
Okay, I thought it was me. Did you catch that?
For a second. Sorry, could you repeat the question?
Yeah. So how does the rarity work? What is the range and is lower better?
Oh, okay. So rarity, 1 is the most common and 40 is the highest rarity. So 40 is the rarest one. And how the rarity works is, how do I describe this? Number 1 is basically 40 times as likely to show up than number 40 is. Not 40 times as likely. This is where it gets complicated, the rarity delimiter. So you would have to add the series of numbers 40, 39, 38, 37, 36, 35. Those are the 40 objects and their rarity. You would add those. I think you get like 900 or something. And so the rarest one, number 40, is like 1 out of 900. And the least rare one, the number 1, is 40 out of 900. So it is a little complicated. I'll come up with a post talking about the math behind that, but that is something that kind of the NFT layer generator we used figures that out, and the probability of each of the objects. So one is the most common, 40 is the rarest, and I think 40, there's only like maybe around 10 of those. And number one, there's around a few hundred. And then number 20, you know, 20 to 30 are in the middle, higher. So there's definitely different.
And is that in, and where will somebody see? Is it going to be in the metadata that they're going to see, like, the rarity?
Yeah, on the site, if you click on the NFT you got, or any of the NFTs in the NFT gallery, it'll show up right next to it is kind of the metadata table. It'll say the ID, the planet, the object. Right under the object is the rarity. The object and the rarity are tied. So, like, let's say I'm looking at number 1542 right now. Shout out to whoever minted that. The rarity is 29, and it's the Crystallian Sword. That means that, that Crystallian Sword has a rarity of 29, which is pretty high, which means that there are not a lot of them compared to, you know, a lower number object. And then as far as the, like, planet backgrounds go, there are 10 planets. Two backgrounds per planet, like a north and a south background is how we worded those. And then the inhabitants, there's two per planet as well, you know, male and female. So all in all, like 20 backgrounds, 20 characters, 40 objects, and then, you know, another 20 or 30 different overlays that go on those. So there's some pretty cool possibilities. The backgrounds and the characters, though, all have kind of the same probability of being minted. So they're all kind of equal. The rarity, like I said, is really denoted by the object. And the other thing is on the site, there's like a little map next to your NFT. If you clicked on it and are viewing it under the metadata, there's a little map of like where the planet is in this world or in the universe, and you can click on that planet and read about it. Just a cool little feature that we put.
Oh, well, that's really cool. I didn't even know about that. That's a cool little inclusion. What you may have already said this earlier and I just forgot. How does the rarity impact the rewards?
The rarity does not impact the rewards. So every NFT accrues rewards at the same rate. So basically, I guess I'll cover the rewards right now because we didn't really talk about it on this basis, but we have before. So right now, we're waiting until a few more NFTs get minted, just so we have a community in the DAO. And then the next few weeks, we'll be posting to a proposal to the Terra Governance Forum to add an asset that's owned by the DAO that will be added as an alliance asset on Terra. So if that proposal is passed by Terra Governance, what will happen is the DAO will be able to stake that asset by sending a message to the NFT contract. And that NFT contract owns that asset. I think it's called Ally or Alliance. And so once that asset is staked, it can earn a, you know, proportion of Terra staking rewards in Luna. And those will be claimed periodically and sent to the NFT contract where it is stored in basically a pool. And your NFT is basically represents an equal share of that pool. So in order to claim the rewards, you'll have to break your NFT. And you can do that by going to the site and clicking on your NFT. It's not there now, but it will be once we get the rewards live. You can click a button that says break my NFT and you'll be able to claim rewards. But you'll only be able to claim rewards once per NFT. And once that NFT has claimed its rewards, it's kind of broken and doesn't accrue any more Alliance rewards. But the other NFTs then accrue more rewards because basically the pool of people who can claim gets smaller. And so as more rewards accrue, you see the pool getting bigger and bigger and the pool of people getting smaller and smaller as they claim. So like in theory, the last few people will be able to claim, you know, majority of the pool or all of the pool, the last one. The other thing you need to know is that you don't need to stake your NFT in order to accrue these Alliance rewards. It's already done by the contract. And everybody accrues those rewards at the same rate. That number, you know, as staking rewards are collected, goes up. And then as people break their NFTs, your share of the pool goes up and your rewards go up too. This is not live yet, but it will be after we get the proposal growing and if we get it to pass Terra governance. We want a little bit of time right now to allow people to claim and for the people to stake in the DAO. I think the other thing that I should cover right now is that it's really important that if you have an NFT and want to be an active community member, that you stake in the DAO. And the other thing about that is that if you are staking the DAO, make sure that you're an active community member because it's only one vote per NFT. And we want to make sure that this DAO can work. So, you know, stay active in the community and look out for different governance proposals that need to be put up. We'll be posting about those. We'll be talking about them in the Telegram room also. And then once we get those proposals up, we can vote on them. And then off of that as well, if you stake to the DAO, that's kind of separate from the Alliance rewards. So I think what we'll do is we're going to register the contracts with the fee share module, the DAO contracts, so that any transactions on those contracts, a half of those fees will be rerouted back to the DAO treasury and we can pass those out to stakers too. And like I said, stakers can also get a share of the sale of the NFTs if the DAO decides to do that. So there are ways to be rewarded for your governance activity.
Nice. And on the on breaking the NFT, I'm just looking ahead for future when there's a, you know, there's a secondary market, people are doing that, which hopefully people stick around for a little bit before they break them. But will there be any indication, or what will the indication be that NFT has been broken?
So it will be on the, it's the contract keeps track of it, keeps track of the rewards, and then there's a Boolean if the, if it's broken or not. And so you'll be able to see if the NFT is broken, and then in the Alliance DAO site that we have, the NFT gallery, you know, you'll be able to click on one of the NFTs and see if it was broken or not. Right now, we don't have that feature in because if someone broke their NFT, they wouldn't get any money because there's none accrued yet. But that will be coming. And so, yeah, you will be able to see whether an NFT is broken or not.
Okay, so it's on the collection site will be where that can be.
Yeah, and it should be included in the metadata. So.
Okay. Yeah. We had a few more questions, which I just scrolled past. Well, nobody's gonna be able to do this initially, but I Love Susie asks, can we stake multiple NFTs? Yes. Am I correct about that, Evan? Yes, you can. So if somebody gets multiple
NFTs. If you have multiple NFTs, you can stake as many as you want in Enterprise. And, you know, it's one vote per NFT. So if you have more NFTs, you will have more votes.
And then Seb asked, will you publish a score dashboard of wallets eligible to collect the Alliance DAO NFT?
Yeah, we thought about this. What we don't want to do is dox wallet. So that's difficult. We might be able to, we've talked about a scoreboard. Maybe we can do something where you enter your wallet and it tells you your GOA score. I will get on that. But right now we talked against just like putting out a spreadsheet of all the wallet addresses and scores because, you know, we want to respect people's privacy and not dox any wallet.
Yeah, that makes sense. And with any of these things, you know, a lot of things will be up to the DAO community. Gets to be active in all this as well. If everybody wants something like that, we'll, you know, we'll figure out how to do it. But in the meantime, take all the wallets that you used for Game of Alliance, go to the site, plug them in, find the one that's got the NFT on it.
Yeah. And I think the other point about the DAO that I want to talk about is that it's really up to the DAO to like continue this. So it's our idea that, you know, we'll have future iterations of this project. So like the story that I put out, these characters still need to get home. So like there's opportunities for future mints. The DAO can, once the DAO gets a treasury, it can decide, you know, if it wants to pay an artist to, you know, continue the story or do another NFT project or, you know, the sky's the limit. So this is really like the first chapter in, you know, in the whole story of Alliance DAO. And we want to really make sure that this is an ongoing project. So yeah, that's where the DAO and the community comes in. And really want to thank you guys for already being so active. Looks like there's already a few NFTs claimed and staked. And, you know, you guys are all listening in too. So I want to thank all of you who are listening and all of you who have been active. I'll be in the Telegram room if anybody has any questions. Yeah.
Great. So we got the only other question we had was where do these rewards come from? And Evan went over it a little bit earlier. They come from the Alliance module. So they'll, there will be a governance proposal submitted to the Terra blockchain that will take some of the rewards from Alliance staking through the Alliance module and send it to this Alliance NFT collection. So that's still forthcoming, but that's the link. That's why it's the Alliance DAO collection. Signed to Jeff on the thing.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, just to clarify, like, You'd said like the rewards come from Alliance staking. Just to be clear, like this would be reallocating a portion of existing Luna staking rewards to those who this would be reallocating a portion of Luna staking rewards to the ally asset that the Alliance DAO holds. So it's you know, and the proposal like you just mentioned for that will go up and outline, you know, the amount of Luna staking rewards that would go to these NFTs. But there's, Evan, correct me if I'm wrong, but there's not going to be a tax on, you know, the token, the single token. It's going to be a tax rate of zero and then a reward weight of something else.
Yeah, correct. We don't want the ally token ever redistributed or to leave the ownership of the NFT contract. So we'll set a take rate of zero for that, and then the reward weight we will post in the proposal in the coming weeks. So stay tuned.
Great. Well, then, well, if anybody else has any questions, feel free to throw them in real quick, but I haven't seen any. For everybody who did participate in Game of Alliance, once again, thank you very much. When you claim your NFT, tweet using the hashtag Alliance DAO. And let's get the story going. Tell us your character's name, their occupation, and the first thing they did after the warp. I've had so much fun with the story on this. I want to see more of it. So got everybody who's already claimed them, go throw that out, go tweet about that. Make sure to follow the Alliance DAO and join the Telegram as well. Everything's on the Medium post. So go there for the step-by-step and all the information you'll need. Last thoughts, Zion, Evan.
Yeah, I had one thing I wanted to mention briefly. So obviously Alliance DAO, the name Alliance DAO comes from the Alliance module, and the Alliance module is already integrated into a number of different Cosmos blockchains, and there's going to be some announcements coming likely within the next month or two, I'd say, or some future alliances between Terra and some other blockchains as well. But right now, users can already stake on the Alliance module, both on Terra as well as on Migaloo and Carbon. And so the way to do that is essentially going to alliance.terra.money and then clicking on Stake Alliance Assets, the button, and then it will take you to a thread that outlines how to stake Alliance assets. But essentially, the way it works is each of these chains, Terra, Migaloo, and Carbon, have different Alliance assets listed on their chain. And you stake these assets in the Alliance module on those chains by making sure you have that asset on that chain in the first place. So in the case of, like, let's say you were staking like Amp Luna on Migaloo, you would get Amp Luna either by swapping for it or by basically, you know, minting it by staking some Luna in Eris. And then you would send that token to Migaloo, and then you would stake it. And you can do that on Station in the stake page on the web app. If you just go to the stake page and you go to, you select the asset, in this case, it's going to be Luna. And then you can see the different, you know, options to stake that asset on whichever chain. In this case, you would do Migaloo. And then you just need to make sure that you have Whale in that wallet on that chain to pay for transaction fees. And then you can stake that asset in there. And then in that case, you're earning the Luna stake rewards on Terra plus the Whale Alliance rewards on Migaloo. And so you earn dual rewards, and you can keep track of the rewards that you earn from different Alliance assets on the Alliance dashboard, which can also be found on the Alliance website, alliance.terra.money. I think we're going to move that to alliance.money in sometime soon. But you can track, similar to the Game of Alliance, if you guys participate. I mean, this is like the real Game of Alliance now, you know, where you can adjust, you know, how much you're earning based on moving around your assets to different alliances on different chains. And the rewards on those chains fluctuate based on how much is staked on those chains. So just because like a chain sets a static reward weight of like 1% or something for an Alliance asset, doesn't mean the rewards that you would earn for staking that asset on that chain are the same for like the entirety of, you know, however long that chain keeps that reward weight for that asset. Because if there's more of, you know, more Alliance assets staked for that asset on that chain, the rewards go down. But if there's less, the rewards go up. And so that's why you can monitor, you know, it's good to monitor, you know, the Alliance dashboard on different chains and see, you know, where you want to move your Alliance assets to. And that'll be, I think, even more fun in the future when there's more Alliances for Luna and also on other chains. I know Migaloo just integrated a couple new use cases for Alliance to incentivize different things like depositing into a money market on their chain and things like that. So we're already starting to see chains utilize the Alliance module in novel ways to strengthen the economic viability of their network and incentivize different user behaviors. So we'll see that more and more. And obviously Terra already has, you know, you could stake Alliance assets on Terra. You can take stake RSWIT from Carbon as well as B-Whale and AmpWhale from Migaloo. And then as we, you know, as Terra forms more alliances with other chains in the coming months, we'll integrate more assets to stake on Terra and earn Luna stake rewards.
Great, yeah. So we're coming up on the end. Evan, have a final thought.
Yeah, I just wanted to again say thank you to everyone who worked on this project, and everyone in the community. Shout out to all my Terra homies. Really excited that this is launched. You have no idea how much work we put into this, and how excited I am to see these up and running, see you guys post these. They turned out really cool. Put a lot of effort into them, a lot of passion. So yeah, thanks everyone. Let's get this DAO rolling. I see we already have a prop posted to whitelist Roar in the whitelisted assets. It'd be cool to do a collab with LionDAO since we're all Terra DAOs. So let's get that going too. Make sure to, follow on Twitter if you're not following yet. And then also we have a Telegram room that we posted. So I'll see you guys in there. Thank you. And I'm sure we'll be doing more spaces in the future too. Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. All right, everybody, have a good night. Go mint your NFTs and show us what you got.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds, fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of DNA stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few seats, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terra Spaces.